This goes to Dr. Murray, Murray, fax 989-463-9360, regarding Lula, Lula, Irvin, IRV like Victor, I, N like November. Date of birth 11/30/1938. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Irvin with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and anemia, iron deficiency type. Her last visit was September 22nd of 2025. She did have an ER visit with an overnight stay in Elma Hospital, 227 to 228, for extreme weakness and dizziness. She did not have another stroke and was able to be discharged home without any medication changes on the 28th of February. Her biggest complaint is chronic low back pain. She had a bone density study done that was normal, and they've told the patient that she has arthritis in her low back. She will avoid any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, though. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. She has been checking her blood pressures at home every day at various times in the day, and they are ranging between 120 and 150 over 60 to 70. They're often higher, though, when she goes to a specialist or a doctor's office. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight the Losartan with hydrochlorothiazide. It's 100/25, one daily. And she's also on Tylenol for pain, calcium, vitamin D3, a vitamin B complex, low-dose aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Plavix was stopped very shortly after she had her stroke last summer. And she's only on the low-dose aspirin for anticoagulation. Glipizide is 5 milligram a day. Lipitor, Synthroid, Metformin 1,000 milligram twice a day, and Lantus insulin. Physical exam, weight is 149 pounds. This is a stable weight. Pulse is 87. Her blood pressure this morning at home was 152 over 66. In the office, right arm sitting, large adult cuff, we get 160 over 70. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, and no peripheral edema. In labs, most recent lab studies were done while she was hospitalized. Her creatinine was 1.08. Estimated GFR was 50. Calcium 10.3, electrolytes normal. Her hemoglobin was 10.5, which is actually stable. Normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We have asked the patient to continue getting renal chemistries and CBCs done every 3 months. Two, hypertension. Today it is higher in the office. Her last visit was 146 over 76. She will continue to check blood pressures at home and bring them to her next visit with you for review. Three, anemia. She's going to start ferrous sulfate, a 325 milligram once a day. She'll watch for signs and symptoms of nausea or constipation. If those occur, she would decrease the dose to one every other day or stop it completely if they're not tolerable. And type 2 diabetes, also stable, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.